Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Slider well out of the zone. Could have been ball three, but instead of let's Abreu back in, that's not coming back.
The Kirks just walked off this one. 3-1 final. Way up on the berm. Kirks with his seventh home run of the season. And Brian Abreu has been so good all year. Started to walk back to his dugout. Then he turned around and realized he is walking the wrong direction. He has to go to the outfield to his clubhouse as the A's win it 3-1 on a walk-off by Nick Kurtz here in the bottom half of the ninth.
Oh,
a walk,
man.
And a walk-off. Abreu didn't have his great command tonight. Only one pitch thrown in the strike zone, and the A's win it 3-1. They have now won four games in a row for the first time all year, and they snap the Astros' five-game winning streak, their longest win streak of the season.
I was thinking about this last night, Seth, when I got up in the middle of the night to go to the restroom, and when I went to sleep, it was the fifth inning, and the Astros were up 1-0. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll get caught up in the morning. I can't stay up for all these games. And I went to the bathroom, pulled out my phone. I wanted to see what the final score was. Hey, how much did the Astros win by? You know,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
And I see 3-1, the final score of the A's. I'm like, okay, well now this will be a good long pee that I'm taking here because I got to see how this happened. And I looked, and Brian Abreu, he of the 2.03 ERA, by the numbers, he's been very reliable this year, and yet he might be the least trustworthy 2.03 ERA reliever that I've ever rooted for. For some reason, there's something about Brian Abreu that I just can't totally buy in on with him.
Well, there is something about just how crazy and how much movement there is in his pitches that it gives the feeling of just constantly,
yeah.
It feels out of control.
Yeah.
Whether it is or whether it is not, it just feels like anything could happen. I'm with you there, too. I feel like he's my new... the guy that I feel like I should trust, but for whatever reason, I can't put my finger on it. I don't trust him as much as the stats always tell me I should.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. And so I'm like, all right, well, I'll take a look. And some of it, look, his ERA, his whip is 1.226, which is okay, but doesn't really correlate with his dominant in ERA. He puts a lot of guys on base. You know, like,
yeah.
it's very trafficky, with Abreu.
That's what we've had with a lot of our good relievers, you know, for our closer for many years there. It just didn't feel the same because you always want your
Hammer.
Relievers to come in and just, yep, no drama. Here we go. The way Hader's playing this year.
Yep.
There's something about the Astros in minor league ballparks this year.
Yeah.
Whether it's the Rays or the A's, that it just feels like they play down to the ballpark.
Yeah.
It's not even playing down to the competition. It's playing down to the ballpark. Everything else they did in that game, I mean, last night was kind of a microcosm for exactly what we've been talking about. How the hell are the Astros is as good by record as they are this year? And a lot of it is that, man, you have to ride your bullpen.
Yeah.
You're ecstatic to get five innings of one-run baseball out of Ryan Gusto.
Yeah.
My goodness, yes.
Well,
just give me that.
I was looking, Seth, because as Gusto was in there, you know, kind of dominating early on in this game, I pulled out their schedule. I'm like, when was the last time the Astros had a bad start by somebody?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like even the games they've been losing have been low scoring, close games. Lance had a start like a week and a half ago where he gave up four runs in five innings. That statistically he wasn't great, but he still struck out a bunch of guys, you know?
Right.
Like last year, when it was bad last year, like early in the season, there were tons of outings by everybody from Spencer Arrighetti to Hunter Brown to that Helmsley guy or whatever his name was, Henley, that they brought up for one, really for like one out, and he gave up, you know, seven runs, something like that. Like, they had a lot of real stinkers last year early on. This pitching, top to bottom, I mean, the rotation and the bullpen, and we'll get into Lance McCullers here in just a second because the hits just keep on coming with the injury luck with this baseball team. But you know, Gusto, this is two straight good starts, like good starts for him, you know, but Brandon Walter hasn't had a bad start yet. Colton Gordon looks like he's figuring some things out. Like, it really is. And and I don't know who the next guy's going to be, because they're going to need one here soon, because now Lance McCullers is down for at least 15 days.
You're right, with a mysterious foot sprain.
Yeah.
Which,
freak
we just
accident
know,
is what it was described
a
as.
Freak accident.
A freak accident. Yeah.
He must have stumbled. That's my best guess. He stumbled over a 5-pound plate or
something.
Yeah, whoever left the 5-pound plate on the floor needs to get fired immediately.
Yeah,
okay?
That's right.
If that's when indeed it was.
That's right.
Clean up your plates, kids.
Come on now.
I know. I go to a gym these days, and everybody's just leaving their plates on the bars and laying
sweat
all around.
Sweat on the bench, plates on the ground. Terrible.
Man, Altuve had a 441-foot home run, long it was.
Hit it over everything. We're kind of like spitballing on this game here. How about Luis Guillorme over there at third base flashing the leather? I'm like, look at Jason Kelce over there flashing the leather at third base.
And then making, I'm guessing, because I wasn't watching it live, I'm guessing by the highlights, he made a catch in short left center that looked like a 5-star catch that I'm guessing was graded a 1-star catch. And I'm so glad you weren't watching when that happened. Because...
that play.
I know, but I'm glad you were. Oh, you were watching live?
I was watching live, yeah.
Did they give the start rating?
I didn't hear. I was in the other room, and I came back in, and they were showing the replay, and I didn't hear what the catch probability. I didn't hear what it was.
Yeah, so to lay it out for the listener, he's sprinting backwards, looking like he's going to catch it over his left shoulder, has to readjust at the last moment.
Incredible catch.
Spins around and catches it, and then lands on the ground like a beluga whale out of water.
Yeah.
But held onto the ball. I thought, him being an Astro, surely he broke 7 ribs and won't be available for 36 months.
Yeah, exactly.
And yet he was okay. He stayed in the game.
I don't know if he was serious with this. I'm guessing he is, because I don't think he jokes about stuff like this. But Jeremy Branham, our former colleague here at Sports Radio 610, tweeted after that Guillorme catch that it was a 70% catch probability.
It probably was. And honestly, that's usually how those go. Because the GPS and everything factors in just, hey, where are you? Where'd the ball go? And it's true. A lot of the impressive catches in the outfield, including by third baseman, but it was in the outfield, are when guys don't get quite a good read or jump on the ball. But then you have to give them credit for adjusting to it.
That's why it's such – if indeed that was a 70% catch probability on that,
yeah.
Again, if you haven't seen it yet, because I know a lot of you waking up didn't watch the game, maybe you went to bed after the Altuve home run, you're like, oh, game's over. 1-0 in the first against the A's. Go find this catch. I mean, it is especially for someone with that body type. I mean, Guillorme looks like he doesn't spend the time in the weight room that Lance McCullers. We don't have to worry about Guillorme tripping over something in the workout room.
He might spend time in the weight room, but he looks like a heavyweight bodybuilder.
He looks like a softball player is what he looks like.
He does not look like he's playing in a weight class.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So the thing I did hear Todd Callis say about that catch afterwards was that's one of the catches of the year.
Yeah.
And I don't disagree. Like, go watch it. Like, he lands hard. Like, sometimes when they're going to the outfield, they go to the ground. You're kind of sliding to the ground or diving to the ground. He leapt in the air and was horizontal about 2 feet in the air, 3 feet in the air, and came crashing down to, like you just said, on his ribs. If that indeed is one of the catches of the year, subjectively, and it's a 70% catch probability, somebody needs to step in production and just do away with the catch probability stat.
It was.
I will stand on the table for this.
He didn't have time to tuck and roll. It was like a tuck and kerplunk. It looked painful, man. It looked like it would have knocked all the wind out of you.
Yeah. So if you were watching the game last night, and they did give a catch probability, if you can confirm, I don't think Jeremy would joke. I don't think Jeremy would joke about something with such gravitas, the catch probability stat.
Well, you know what's weird is when they show clips of him in spring training, he looked a little bit trimmer than he does now. And maybe that was just because a lot of the clips they show, he's wearing the warm-up cover-up and everything. So it's a little bit more forgiving.
Did he have gray hair in his beard at spring training? You and I were there at spring training when Guillorme was like starting every game.
Look, Guillorme's seen some things, man. Yeah. He's been through a lot.
I did Sugarland, man.
He's got a little bit of a, yes, a Jason Kelce, but also a most interesting man alive feel to him.
Yeah, a little bit.
So he met, and he made it, like you said, he made a great play at third. Altuve made a great play early in the game and then had a not-so-great play later in the game at second base.
Both ends of the spectrum. It was a great play that he made.
Altuve got hit by the pitcher, Hunter Not Spence, whatever it is.
He got brushed back. Did he end up beating him, too?
It was chin music. Yeah, right. He didn't get hit. Yeah. He didn't get hit. He got chin music.
Okay.
Later in the game, King hit the batter on a slider, and they didn't do anything about it. But when Altuve got the chin music, the ump gave Spence a warning, the pitcher a warning.
They gathered to decide whether or not to give him a warning. It was weird.
And Espada wasn't too happy about that because then all of a sudden, Gusto's got to worry about pitching inside. One of those rare occurrences where the manager of the guy who got the chin music is saying, like, whoa.
Yeah, well,
them's just jokes.
Yeah.
Them's just jokes, baby.
He can look ahead and know what's coming if that's the way the umps are going to
handle
it.
You see who we got out on the mound?
Yeah.
I barely know his name.
Exactly.
So let's everybody settle down here.
Someone says Wikipedia has Guillorme posted as 5'10", 190.
I don't know about that.
He ain't 190.
Being 5'10"
from his belly to his knees, he's 190. Yeah.
From his belly to his knees.
So the Astros lose last night 3-1. We got to dig into this McCullers injury a little bit more because there's a few things kind of at play here. Not the least of which is what are the Astros going to do? They called up Jason Alexander from Sugarland, who I believe is going to start tonight, if I'm not mistaken. And, of course, you know what the internet did with that. Plenty of George Costanza memes and Seinfeld jokes and things like that.
Yeah.
Because his name is Jason Alexander.
Jason Alexander, who played George on Seinfeld and has tried like hell to prove to the world that he's actually a serious actor
annoying people in Hollywood. I hope this Jason Alexander that's pitching for us is not as annoying as the famous Jason Alexander.
Every time you see an interview with Jason Alexander, it feels very much like he's like, I'm known for my goofy hijinks, but I'm actually a Shakespearean trained actor.
It's very annoying. Yeah, it's very annoying.
But I have questions for Jason Alexander's parents in that he was born after Seinfeld was the number one show on television.
Yeah.
I guess maybe it's a family name or something, but you couldn't go with like a Jaden or something or Jalen?
Or
Jay. That's very popular
just Jay.
These days,
just maybe
found.
Name him Jason, but make sure he goes by Jay or JJ or something like that, you know?
It's not the same as naming your child Adolf in 2015 or 1950 or something.
It's a little different than that. Yeah, it's a little different.
But it's still.
It's something.
It's not necessarily the famous name that you want to have everybody confuse your son for.
For sure. All right. So we got a lot to get to on the show today. Payne and Pendergast, you can text the show 713-572-4610. If you're just waking up, the Astros get walked off last night. By the Athletics. All right, a couple things I want to get to in this segment. Texans-wise, is this a new Titus Howard? Titus did an interview with Aaron Wilson. Is Titus not being under the influence of Laremy Tunsil a good thing? And I do want to circle back to the McCullers injury because we didn't dig into that too much. And I want Seth to do a little Pender poll guessing. I put up a poll. They're saying it's a sprained foot from a freak accident. Given the Astros' history recently with medical stuff, do you believe them? Yes or no? What percentage of Astro fans who voted in this poll do not believe the Astros that Lance McCullers has a sprained foot right now? We'll do that coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.